Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Well, you know, Joe, you know, we've been talking about all these years, trying to warn people, and now more and more people understand. And one of those fellows that have figured it out is Stu Peters, and he understands what we've been talking about. Whenever you hear, whenever they say gun control legislation, what they mean is gun confiscation.
Right. The goal is to get rid of guns in the hands of patriots that would fight for their freedom and God-given constitutional rights.
And now they want to come against, they want to try to outlaw militias. This is a...
Oh, yeah.
And the reason for that is because...
Tactical civics.
Yep, tactical right? civics is the main reason for that, yeah. And so, but anyhow, let's hear what Stu Peters has to say about all this.
So, new legislation is being pushed in Washington right now to ban and destroy the very thing that America won its independence on, the militia, which, as those in this audience know, everybody knows, is protected by our Second Amendment. And if you actually read the bill, you'll see that it goes much further than that. This is an extremely overt and aggressive attempt at stopping American citizens, American patriots, from organizing among themselves and opposing a tyrannical government, militarily or otherwise. And this is an excuse to start confiscating guns, mainly from white people, to disarm us while our borders are left wide open and millions of invaders pour in to kill us. That's exactly what this bill and others like it are meant to do. And it's time that the American people stop pretending otherwise. The occupants of Washington, illegal, illegitimate occupants, are trying to disarm us and kill us because they hate us. And this is just their latest version of how they're going to do it. The ridiculously named Preventing Private Paramilitary Act has been introduced to the U.S. Senate by Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey. If you haven't heard of him, his public website really says it all, really shows you what kind of political pawn this tyrant guy is, because at the very top of his webpage, he's still promoting the COVID bioweapon. So under this new legislation, virtually all forms of group firearm training are banned. If three or more people get together to shoot guns, they could be considered a radical right-wing militia and a threat to the United States. The language used in this bill is very broad. This is obviously deliberate to create huge leeway for the federal prosecution of gun owners. The legislation says, quote, whenever the attorney general has reasonable cause to believe that any person or group of persons has engaged in or is about to engage in any act prohibited by Section 2742, the attorney general may bring a civil action for preventative relief, including an application for a permanent or temporary injunction, restraining order, or other order in an appropriate district court of the United States. End quote. So let's unpack that. What that means is this legislation opens Americans up to persecution and prosecution from the federal government, from the corrupt DOJ that's been funding fake militia movements for decades to gain a pretext to ban guns. And once that persecution begins, this bill makes it very, very clear what the end goal is, and that's gun confiscation. The bill goes on to say that, quote, any property subject to forfeiture pursuant to Section 2742 may be forfeited to the United States in a civil case, end quote. This is a gun grab, plain and simple. It will allow the Biden regime Department of Justice and any other fake president tyrant that gets installed into D.C. to abuse the civil court system to steal firearms from Americans and disarm them. And does anyone really think that this will stop in civil courts? No. Hell no. Of course not. This is going to be used to put American patriots in prison, just like January 6th was. And speaking of January 6th, that's actually the backing that Markey is using to justify this entire bill, to finish the process of turning American citizens into subjects. Quote, private paramilitary actors such as the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers pose a serious threat to democracy and the rule of law, and we must create new prohibitions on their unauthorized activities that interfere with the exercise of people's constitutional rights. The forces of bigotry, hatred, and violent extremism must be stopped for the sake of our democracy. End quote. Well, isn't that convenient? Everyone who disagrees with him, who disagrees with Markey's globalist donors, is a bigot or a hater and a violent extremist who threatens democracy. Look, the federal government has been obsessed for years, for decades, with destroying the militia. The militia is the worst nightmare of any totalitarian government like the Biden regime to have an armed civilian populace, especially one that's well-trained and knows how to use its firearms and knows how to maneuver and knows how to stand up for the people. So this is really just nothing new. This is just more like a recycled old political trick, because back in the 90s, Bill Clinton was trying to get rid of the militia movement, and he seized upon the Oklahoma City bombing to do it, which was, we were told, carried out by Timothy McVeigh, a guy that we now know was tied to upper echelons of military special warfare and intelligence after his time in the Persian Gulf, and who many people believe was working directly on behalf of the federal government or a portion of the federal government when he helped to blow up the Alfred P. Murrah building. And I say helped because before McVeigh was the sole scapegoat who was quickly put to death, federal authorities were looking for multiple bombers. One of the most expensive manhunts in American history was concluded by the Clinton administration when they claimed that the accomplices that they were looking for had actually never existed. I wonder if that's because they may have been federal agents. And let's not forget, as we've discussed previously on this show, just last year it was revealed that the DOJ and the FBI were they themselves training the so-called militia that was charged in the fake and debunked Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. An FBI agent had to admit this on the stand. He was under oath, and that admission flipped the entire story on its head. The exact same feds who will be tasked with enforcing this anti-militia legislation are training fake militias to justify taking our guns. Do you see how this works? By the way, there's also a state version of this bill which is being pushed in Maine. Presumably, if it finds success, there will quickly be replicated stories in other states. We could very easily see in blue states, and likely even some red ones if you believe in that fake crap, gun grabbers going door to door, inspecting firearms, and seizing those that look too militaristic, or those whose owners have a couple of buddies that they go shooting with. It's already happening. We've seen numerous reports of ATF, even IRS agents and others, showing up at people's houses and demanding their firearms. Legislation like this just offers up some safety netting. It puts the framework in place to protect the tyrants from prosecution or civil action and turns the judiciary against us, we, the people. This is a massive attack on our Second Amendment. We're seeing it at all levels of government. Chris Doerr is the founder of the American Firearms Association. He joins us now. Chris, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. If you're we're living in dangerous times now, and this is bad news. If you're a political dissenter, I mean, you've talked about this in terms of it being a Second Amendment issue, but this is a massive First Amendment issue as well. If you open your mouth, if you fire off an angry text message in a Signal thread that you and your buddies have together, and of course, we know the Windbreaker boys have backdoors into Signal as well. This allows Merrick Garland to bring the entire full weight of the power of the federal government against you and your friends and destroy you and silence you for opposing the regime. But One thing I thought you gloss over just a little bit, and I think it's very important to point out, is this allows Merrick Garland to sue you in civil court in advance of whatever crime they're trying to trump up against you. Civil court in a civil finding means it's a preponderance of the evidence, greater likelihood than not. They don't have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt to come after you and bankrupt you. All they have to do is drag you into civil court. When has government authorized, when have they previously been authorized to do this kind of thing? I can't think of any instance, but they can strip away your gun rights, your First Amendment rights in civil court, where they don't even have to prove to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that you were going to do what they say you were going to do. I mean, this has huge ramifications for gun owners and free speech advocates.
So what do we do about it, Chris?
You defy it 100%. You get your guns together and you get your buddies together and you go out there and train. And you better be very good friends with a good constitutional lawyer. This stuff is all going to go to the courts. But at some point, it's kind of funny you should say this, because it's Markey who, after the Roe v. Wade decision got overturned in 2022, it was him who was out there in front of the Supreme Court that was screaming at the top of his lungs to pack the courts. We need to increase the number of justices in the U.S. Supreme Court up from 9 to 12 to 15 or whatever. These people are going to pack the courts. They're going to break the rules and do whatever they need to do to cram this down your throat. And at some point, it's going to come to the point of taking up your firearms. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think, no matter how good of a constitutional attorney that you have, I think that when this thing comes to a head and people are going door to door trying to pull guns out of the hands of lawful citizens who are lawfully possessing and or carrying their firearms, I don't think it's going to be a battle that's fought in a courtroom with a constitutional attorney per se.
Well, it's looking more and more like that. You know, it's another thing when you sit here and think about it, they're banning even getting together and thinking about doing these kinds of things. Well, I mean, that has all kinds of First Amendment ramifications as well. Just think of like the Green Dragon Tavern in Boston that our founding fathers got together, the Sons of Liberty, the Boston Committee on Correspondence. They all met there in the Green Dragon Tavern, and they planned these actions of rebellion against their tyrant overlords. This is exactly what they want to outlaw here. They literally want it so that if you are a dissenter against their agenda, they can come after you with everything that they've got. It's the same motive behind their national red flag law as well. That if you disagree with them, they want to be able to come after you, take away your gun rights without you ever being charged, tried, or convicted of a crime.
This was actually practiced during COVID-19, if you really want to think about it. At first, it was a suggestion for health.
Definitely.
And, you know, a lot of people got really scared because they're scared of getting sick or their kids getting sick. They didn't want to infect their grandma that was in the nursing home, rotting away, dying alone. And so it was stay away from your families, stay away from other people, stay 6 feet away from everybody. Yeah. Don't you go more than 6 feet closer to anybody. It was like, and then when it was like, people were like, well, screw this. Then they made it a criminal offense to get within 6 feet of somebody. They made it a criminal offense to not wear your mask. They damn near made it a criminal offense to not get this injection. So all this was practiced. They knew right then, we can separate these people. And now it normalizes it, and it softens the shock a little bit to American gun owners when they're hearing, hey, yep, you can only go shooting with one other guy. If you get together with two other guys and you go shooting, that's a militia. We're outlawing that. Militia is not a bad word, Chris. We would encourage everybody in their communities to have a militia, don't you? I mean, this is exactly the reason why, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This also has a lot of ramifications for people in states like New York or Illinois or maybe Minnesota here shortly, where they're passing these assault weapons bans. When these states do these things, what the lawful gun owners in those states, the ones who choose not to openly just defy it and keep those firearms, New Yorkers, for example, went down to Pennsylvania, and there's a lot of Pennsylvania gun shops that opened up storage lockers. A lot of people travel down every weekend out of New York, down into Pennsylvania, and they train with their firearms. They shoot these firearms. Right in this law, in this Senate 3589, it criminalizes the act of going out of state practice any kind of firearms training. I mean, they're casting the net wide. And you're absolutely right. They practiced this before. They've been encouraged to do it during the lockdowns, and now they're coming to the next step.
Do you think that they're going to be successful in passing this legislation?
Sure. Why not? They'll manufacture another shooting at some point down the road, whether it's now or whether it's 5 years from now, 10 years from now. They'll keep pushing this until they get the votes that they're looking for. Who's going to stop them? The Republicans in the U.S.
Yeah.
Senate?
Yeah.
No.
That's all fake. That's all fake. What's not fake are firearms and bullets. And
a
bullet will never lie. Let me ask you one final question here. And, you know, this may seem like it's not necessarily important, but I think that it really is. These so-called assault weapons bans, is there really a class of weapons that can be considered an assault weapon, or is that a fictitious class of firearm?
Well, it's a completely fictitious class of firearm. It's the label that they put on every single tool that can be used by a patriotic American to defy their tyranny. So there's your answer.
Yeah. I mean, these are not wartime weapons. We're not using, you know, fully automatic military grade firearms. You're not buying those in the store. I don't even know that our military carries them anymore. What they carry is hormones and blockers so that they can transition themselves into the opposite sex. It's become a complete
Looking ahead down the road, I would say, you know, the practical application of the Second Amendment is going to take place at medium to long ranges. So if you have a pistol, great. Go out, buy yourself a rifle. If you have an AR type rifle, go out and buy yourself a longer range thing like that. I think looking down the road at these tyrants and in criminals that are in these positions of government power, we're going to need the ability to fight them at longer ranges and get yourself a rifle, get some friends, learn how to patrol, and get training with it.
To reach out and touch somebody, as they say.
Amen.
308, 30-06, 7mm, yes. 190 grains, by the way. Ballistic tips. Chris Doerr, we love having you. You're welcome back anytime. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All righty, we are back. And, well, you see, they've done figured it out, haven't they, Joe?
Apparently. I was just thinking, when I have my grandkids and we're out skeet shooting out of my range, I've got four grandchildren and that love to skeet shoot, and myself, that's five of us. I guess we're a militia, even if they're 10 to 16, 17 years old. I wonder if that counts.
Actually, you're, according to the Constitution, you are a militia member from the age of 17 to, and I think it is 65, if I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 17 to 65, if I remember right. Mm. So the Second Amendment is very clear. It is required. And see, the corrupt judicial, the very corrupt judicial in our country, little by little, the corrupt courts, and that they want to do away with the militia, the Democratic Communist Party. And so we're building them back up. And anyhow, speaking of that, we were talking about the Communist Chinese. Here, watch Senate Majority Leader Chucky Schumer. He waves a People's Republic of China flag in Manhattan parade. The flag waving occurred in Lunar New Year parade in New York City's Chinatown. And here, Senator Chucky Schumer is waving the Chinese public, the Republic of Chinese flag. Just moments after the organizers played China's national anthem over the loudspeakers. He goes on to say, now Chucky Schumer waved the People's Republic flag on stage at the Lunar New Year event last Sunday. He and other top New York politicians appeared on stage at a rally preceding an annual parade in Manhattan's Chinatown alongside with Hong Ping, a hardline Chinese communist. It goes on to say, Quinn also noted that New York Governor Kathy Hochul waved the flag, the Chinese flag, People's Republic flag, in last year's parade. Interestingly, the video did not include that Hochul's remarks to the crowd during that, what she said, and she held and she waved the flag. So there you go. We were talking about, well, you don't see this at NBC, ABC, or CBS, do you, Joe?
No, nothing even remotely close.
And we
try and keep up with what they're doing, but no, it's one of those things that to a viewer like that with the lamestream media, it's non-existent news. It's never happened doesn't exist in their world.
New York Times, CIA built 12 secret spy bases. Well, we knew that. We've been telling people. See, they couldn't understand why we wouldn't jump on board. Remember, we were telling people, it's not what you think in Ukraine. It's not what you're getting on the news, and that includes Fox News. You know, here in the Ukraine, it was these poor people, and they're fighting this David against this Goliath, this Russian machine, but it's not the way you think it is. And we told you the Ukraine was the world's largest laundry money operation. We were telling you, look, it's not what you think. These arms, all of these arms that we're sending there, as soon as they hit there, they go right on the black market. And
well,
here they
keep some of them for the war, but there's a lot of black market work going on.
Yeah, they've found a lot of them being carried from illegal aliens, using them, crossing our borders with them. And they've seen that the Mexican drug cartels have access. They have a lot of those arms that we ship to Ukraine. They have. Now, the Mexican drug cartels. Here, he goes on to say, on Sunday, the New York Times published a rare U.S. admission that U.S. intelligence has not only been instrumental in Ukraine's wartime decision-making, but has established and financed high-tech command and control spy centers, and was doing so long prior to the February 24 Russian invasion 2 years ago. John Brennan promised, you know, Brennan, remember, when he's out there now, this is the guy that sat there and lied under oath to Congress. He is the one.
Russian collusion, yeah.
Yeah. And right now, he's still out there. He's organizing a group that they plan on, if Trump does get elected, if they can't stop him from being elected, they're going to reduce the powers of the presidency. This is what they're working on. This guy's a communist to the bone, a hardcore communist to the bone. According to Zero Hedge, the New York Times admitted that the program was established a decade ago and spans under three different presidents. Wait a minute. A decade ago? A decade is 10 years. How could that be under three different presidents? But anyhow, well, I could see if it was the last years of Bush, maybe a couple, you know, the 8 years of Obama. Well, no, that still would only give you two presidents, huh? Anyhow.
Yep, still only give you two, I don't know. But
the Times says,
the article.
The Times says the CIA program to modernize Ukraine's intelligence services has transformed the former Soviet state and his capabilities into Washington's most important intelligent partners against the Kremlin today. Folks, they're a money laundering operation. They've got all of these bio labs over there. He goes on to say, this means that the disclosure of the longtime closely guarded secret, the world just got a big step closer to World War III given. It means that the CIA is largely responsible for the effectiveness of the recent spat of attacks, which have included direct drone hits on key oil refineries and energy infrastructure. Without them, the CIA and the elite commandos that trained, there would have been no way for us to resist the Russians or to beat them, according to Bakunov, former head of the SBU, which is Ukraine's domestic intelligence agency. You know, here, they keep trying to make it look like the Ukraine is holding its own and even pushing Russia back, when it's not. That's not the case at all. A main source of the New York Times revelations disclosures, which might come as no surprise to those never willing to so easily to swallow the mainstream official narrative of events, is identified as a top intelligence commander named General Cyril Dvorsky. Clearly, Kyiv and Washington now want the world to know that the deep intelligent relationships they tried to conceal over the past decade. The New York Times disclosed that the CIA again had built 12 secret spy bases in Ukraine, waging a shadow war against Russia for the past decade. After a U.S.-supported violent coup toppled Ukraine's democratically elected government, CIA Director John Brennan visited Kiev. And remember, that was the former, when they toppled, he was the guy that was supported Trump. And, you know, we remember, we were telling you all of these things that was taking place with Obama, under Obama, and Biden. Remember, Biden was the one when the prosecutor there in Ukraine was trying to prosecute Hunter Biden for illegal activity, money laundering and all of that. Obama Biden went to the president and said, the one that they installed in there, you're either going to stop that, fire that prosecutor, that attorney general,
or don't get your $6 billion.
Yep.
Billion. I can't remember. It was a billion or million.
I know it was a billion.
Whatever it was, it was six.
Yep. And so here, shortly after the new Ukrainian government launched an anti-terror operation against the Russian-speaking citizens in eastern Ukraine for 8 years leading up to Russia's invasion in 2022, Ukraine's government, with the help from the CIA, relentlessly bombed eastern Ukraine. Millions of innocent civilians were caught in a crossfire. What is going on? Why all of a sudden is the New York Times reporting these things? Something is not right. I mean, they've have never been up in the past. All of a sudden, they're exposing what's really happening on the left. What do you make of it, Joe?
I wouldn't think it's a change of heart. I'm always suspicious when there's a change like that without a visible reason, and I'm just wondering if they're enough to try and get somebody else like Michelle Obama in and Joe Biden out.
I don't know. MAGA, make Argentina great again. Buenos Aires Press publishes favorable report on President Milei's meeting with President Trump on CPAC. He was there, and here they call him the Lion, spoke at CPAC, they want to bring, he wants, Argentina President Javier Milei wants to go the way Trump wants to go. He wants to bring it back to a capitalistic country. What do you think?
I think around the world I've seen several things happening where people are trying to come back to nationalism, populism, freedom. It's a counter-revolution. We've been the voice of the Christian resistance movement for a long time, 50 years. And I see the rise of freedom on the rise of different governments and countries and people around the world. And some are starting to fight back. And I call it the, anti-communist rebellion.
So not only
is world order, either way you go, it's the same thing.
So not only is Argentina now coming more conservative, going towards nationalism, but also El Salvador's president Nayib Bukele criticizes George Soros and issues a chilling warning to America during his CPAC speech. So El Salvador's president Nayib Bukele, he's addressed attendees and conservative political action and issue a grave warning to Americans based on the country's experience with international strife and external influence. During his speech, Bukele called for a decisive fight against globalism, urging for a collective awakening to the threats it possesses to freedoms and rights around the world. So there's another country that's going back, that wants to go back towards capitalism. Boy, we're seeing things happening very quickly, aren't we?
Yeah, things that I didn't think I was going to see, that there's a resurgence. Who knows? It depends on the, well, those people out there listening, whether that freedom is worth fighting for, or whether people are willing to get angry and take a stand and start standing up against all the things that are thrown at them and just say, no, we're not going to put up with it. There are more of us than there are of them. And as soon as people quit being afraid or quit thinking that somebody else will do it for them,
they got to do it themselves.
Fathers, freedom was highly, highly valued.
We'll be right back. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold, I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Blessed by you. Let's take some calls, Joe. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The Taliban ignores global outrage, continues with its stadium executions. Every 5 days, they're executing somebody in a football stadium there, and it's all for public, and it's, you know, anyone who's violated Sharia laws, you don't suppose that a number of those people are the people that Biden left behind, those that were allies of the United States, Joe?
That's very, very possible. Yep. Unfortunately, it's sad, but there were so many left.
Yeah. Unbelievable how many they were hiding, and some of the letters we got from over there talking about if they find us, we're dead. And then,
yeah, and the ex-military were going over there risking their lives to get them out in back roads and through the wilderness. It went on and on and on, and we have no idea how many were still there left. But I know it was in the probably over 1,000, wasn't it, if I recall?
Oh, yeah, way over that, yeah. And so, and we never got all the Americans out. We, you know, as far as I remember, there was like 300 Americans that we never got out.
Right, because they were married to the locals, and they were trying to get their families out, and the government was very slow on getting waivers and permission, and it was a total government debacle. That should have all been handled before the withdrawal. All that should have been taken care of, but it wasn't until the very last minute. And then they tried to do the impossible, which they couldn't do because they weren't prepared, didn't know what they were doing. That's got to be one of the biggest government failures I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you know, people, I sit and I laugh when I hear them saying how he gave $85 billion worth of material, of weapons and that to the Taliban. They don't ever, the Biden crime cartel doesn't give anything away. There's always going to be cash coming. It'll go to the off,
somewhere, you know,
to the Cayman Islands or someplace, but it'll find its way back to the Biden crime family. And everybody gets a piece.
What's 10% of Bagram Air Force Base worth, I wonder?
I don't know.
I've probably never seen that much money in my life.
Neo-Nazi Blood Tribe. Neo-Nazi Blood Tribe group that supports Biden marches through. This was last week there. This was last Thursday. Downtown Nashville with swastika flags. And here, a neo-Nazi organization called Blood Tribe that was seen marching through the streets of downtown Nashville, led by a guy who supports Joe Biden over Donald Trump because Biden sends rockets to Ukraine. Former Marine Christopher Panhalos, who supports Ukraine, founded Blood Tribe in 2020. He and his comrades have seen stomping through Nashville chanting, "I'll Ukraine," as the war with Russia continues. And so he goes on to say that my vote is useless. Polahas has told a reporter last summer in Florida, "I think Biden better than Trump because he sends rockets to Ukraine." He goes on to say, leaked documents revealed that the FBI funded the Ukrainian neo-Nazi Azov battalion that orchestrated the Charlottesville false flag incident to stoke racial division in America. It's unbelievable. Ted Gunderson said that. He told me when he was the chief of the whole Southwest of the FBI, he said his biggest enemies weren't the communists. They were rogue agents within the agency. And now they've taken over completely, huh?
That's sure what it looks like. I cannot believe the change in this country since I was old enough to start understanding the world around me. The change has been incredible in the past, 5-6 years, the speed at which we are mess has just increased.
Yeah, we have a number of callers, I think. Go ahead, and what was that style?
Vince in St. Paul.
Let's go to, we have Vince in St. Paul. Vince, you're in the air.
Thank you. I'll make this short and sweet. Revelation chapter 13, verse 13, talks about fire coming down from heaven. I'm quite convinced that fire is in the form of electricity, and I call that Wi-Fi or the World Wide Web.
Well, you know, there's a lot of applications to things, but I think what you're talking about there, the Antichrist will have power, and then the two witnesses also will have power to bring down fire upon them. But, you know, often there's a whole lot of, you know, in Scripture we see many things that have more than one application. A lot of times you can have several applications. It's called types and shadows. But that's, so, but that's, you know, I don't think that's what that's referring to at all there.
Well, pretty soon you won't be able to buy or sell without an app on your smartphone, so... Because the following verse talks about buying and selling. Actually, it'd be the following two verses talks about buying and selling. And we're almost about at that point.
Yeah, well, it's coming, yeah. But, you know, this is why one of the things that's happening, though, in this country is people have been stocking up. The patriots, the Christian patriots have been stocking up. I mean, they've really been stocking up, a lot of them. And... So, it's not going to go that fast, I think, for them. What do you think, Joe?
When
there
you said
go.
The Christian patriot, I'm not quite sure what you're getting at.
Well, it's been with food. And I know the people in our church, they're prepared to be able to stay home and not
care
go.
Of themselves.
Well, right, not have to leave the house for some can stay in the house for a year. They have enough food, water, and things. So there are people. It's not like a lot of people are, you know, they're week to week, if that. Okay.
Right. Out here in rural America, people are set up. They've got their own food, their own forest food. With everybody puts venison in the freezer. Most everybody has got somebody they know that raises cattle. They buy their meat, raise their own. They have big gardens. They're pretty much try and take care of themselves without government.
But caller is absolutely right. I think during the tribulation period, and that's what they're going to lead to. In order to buy or sell, you're going to have to and. More than likely, that's one of the ways right now would be having an app on your phone, but things are changing so rapidly. Caller, don't you think that they're going to do the right hand or the forehead? Okay. I think.
Well, I know one thing. It says the real church gets raptured out before that happens, so it'll be the unsaved that'll have to deal with that, not those of us that are born again.
Yeah, but you know what? During that period, there's going to be during that tribulation period, when all of this, when they realize, look, what happened to all those people, and remember this thing, what they were saying about the rapture of the church, find yourself a King James Bible, right? You're going to have a lot of people during that tribulation period are going to call upon the name of the Lord. Many will be martyred for it, but not all, okay? And so, you know, that's going to happen. You're going to have probably more people get saved during that period than probably up to it. What do you think?
Oh, yes, because right now everything's just kind of falling away. We're really the remnant now. We'll be, you know, closer to the rapture. There are going to be fewer and fewer believers. And depending on if the rapture waits a little while, there'll be really very few that leave, I think.
In some countries like Pakistan and others, you're having many, many Muslims are converting to Christianity. Cliff is there. Hey, Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, I have a scripture question, but an important Sergeant Reports podcast in the last couple of weeks was an interview with Robert Young, a scientist who is an expert with looking at things under, you know, 25 degree, 2,500 times on the microscope. But he has a product that he actually has on Amazon called Masterpiece, but you spell it T-E-A-C-E, and it combines zeolite with plasma from the sea to get rid of some of these nanoparticles that they're putting from the sky, such as the graphene. So he explains that explicitly in that interview. So that's an important interview with Robert Young on the Sergeant Reports podcast. But when you said, I was looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 to 12, ending with 12, where it says, it goes through a litany of what the Paul's ministry or the ministers are going through. But then he says, straighten out your own affections. This what you just said about the idea of, you know, you have to do some of this stuff on your own. But you could also say maybe they would have to go through some of what Paul was going through, or is it separate? How do you see that?
Okay, which passages, which verses are you referring to?
Yeah, it's chapter 6, 2 Corinthians, starting with 4 to 12.
Oh, okay. But he's talking about, then as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive that grace of God in vain. For I have said, I have heard thee in time accepted in the day of salvation. I have, that's what he's saying is what you're talking about. He's talking that we have to do it. We have to, let me read this. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults and labors, by pureness, by the knowledge, by the long-suffering, the kindness of the Holy Ghost, with unfeigned words, the word of truth, by the power of God, the armor of righteousness, the right hand and the left, the honor and dishonor by the evil report. Well, again, he's telling you that we have to step up to the plate. We have to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word, and understanding that times are going to get tough, but we have to be ready for this. We have to be prepared for these things, is what he's telling you.
But verse 12, he's saying to the people he's writing to that, we can't really do it for you either. You have to straighten out your own past, basically.
Yeah. He was concerned, however, that there was still, you know, what was happening there. Just like, you know, a house divided cannot stand. And Paul was concerned that there existed eternal divisions and strained affections within your, when he says, you are not straightened in us, but you are straightened in your own bowels, afflictions, okay? So, in other words, there's a conflict within, there's still divisions within the church is what he's referring to.
So, yeah, one other thing, too. I heard this woman from the AMA, pro-abortion, the argument she used two arguments, so you could watch for these arguments. One was, these people need to be transgendered, otherwise they would commit suicide. She said that. And then she said she's helping with the abortions, or she sees the need for abortions, because pregnant women have anomalies in their pregnancy. I remember you said about how they told them they had no brains, you know, the child had no brains. That fits in with that. And then she said they can get septus.
They would tell them they had anencephalic, and of course they would tell them whatever they needed to tell them to get them to kill the baby. They're the culture of death. That woman is probably a Satanist. She's when you say these things, first of all, these women that have killed their children have a suicide rate 6 to 7 times higher than their contemporaries, 6 to 7 times higher. And not only that, but I've counseled these women. One time years ago, after World War II, it was in the around 1970 in that area where my mother told me to go and see her friend. It's an elderly lady, and she was a widow woman, and she was bedfast. And so I went up there, and she wanted to talk to me. She wanted to talk to a pastor. So I went up there, and here she had gotten pregnant by a German soldier during World War II and aborted the baby. She never told her husband, but that has been on her conscience. For all those years since World War II, she lost a lot of sleep, a lot of restless nights. She heard the baby crying in the night, and she had to tell somebody. She had never told anybody, didn't even tell my mother. My mother and her were best friends. And so she decided it was me that she wanted to tell. And so she was saved. Her name was Edie, and she said the sinner's prayer. She asked the Lord into her heart, and she went home to be with the Lord after that. And, you know, she was forgiven. But here, can you imagine all of those years having that on your conscience? So, all right, we're out of time for tonight.
I can't imagine. That's a lot of emotional pain, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Unnecessary pain.
Yeah, but Joe, there's forgiveness when there's repentance. There's got to be forgiveness. And folks out there listening to us tonight, we're about out of time here already. So as we always tell you at the end, and one of the things that they, again, that the cancel culture wants to cancel is, and one of the things often on some stations, when it comes to giving the invitation, they cut out, and sometimes they don't hear it. But I'm hoping that's not the case tonight. But folks out there, bottom line is this: everybody you know is going to die. That's not a tragedy. Dying in your sin is a tragedy. And you don't have to. You don't have to do that. God has given you the way out. The Lord Jesus has given you a get out of hell card free. He did all the work for you, and all you have to do is do as he tells you. Pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins. And the good news is only sinners can get saved. And so, when you do that, God will always, he's the only one that we can always depend on, honor your commitment. When you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, and you place him number one first, before yourself and before everything else, if you will do that, then he will honor that. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and folks, you will be on your way to immortality. Now, when I'm telling you this, I'm just a messenger, but you've got God's word on this. And that's, do you understand? You've got God's word, which God spoke the universe into existence. There's nothing stronger than the word of God. Nothing stronger than the word of God. And that's what you have. That's the promise you have. If you will believe, trust, have faith, and believe on the Son of God. Well, we're out of time for tonight, Joe. So it's at this time we always say, ready, good night.
Good night.
And then after that, for all you folks out there, we hope you're saved. And God bless.
Bless.
And then we say, always. And I ready. Keep fighting the
fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.